702 Travel. This travel feature is brought to you by Lyft, South Africa's most flexible airline. And at 9 minutes to 2 o'clock, we are chatting to Gabby Brondani about traveling as modern families. Not everybody's a couple with two children, all under the age of X. Some are single parents traveling with kids. Gabby, I'm so glad we're talking about this. How are you doing? Happy Friday.
Hello, happy Friday indeed.
And I know many people will always be like, what about us? What about us? So I'm so glad that today's discussion is such an inclusive one. Before we kick into jumping into these tips, what have you observed in terms of traveling families? Do you see that some families are trying to travel as blended, or like you say, it's one adult with children, or what are you seeing?
Yes, so we are actually seeing a lot more people traveling, particularly from a blended family perspective, where it's not just necessarily the two parents of the child. We've got a lot of families who are remarried, a lot of people who are in different couples. So yeah, definitely a lot more blended families traveling together, a lot more single parents or single guardians needing to travel with children, either because their partner or their significant other is not able to travel because of work commitments or things like that. Or perhaps people with children need to travel for family commitments where the other partner is not able to travel. So for a lot of different circumstances, we are seeing a lot more traveling with various kinds of family dynamics.
All right. So what should we kickstart off with for these tips?
So the first one is quite an obvious one, but it's probably one of the most important from an admin perspective, is to just get your paperwork in order. So again, if you're traveling as a permanent single parent, or you're just temporarily alone with your kids, or you're traveling within a blended family context, where the other parent of your child or your children is not able to travel with you, make sure you have all the right documentation with you so that you can really sail stress-free through passport control. Because even if you aren't traveling with the kids, passport control can tend to be a little bit of a stressful situation at the best of times for any reason from a documentation perspective. So just make sure you're aware from visiting the Home Affairs website. That's probably one of the best places, just to get a list of what supporting documents, what forms do you need signed, just to make sure you've crossed all your T's and dotted all of your I's.
I'll even add to that, Annelem Dota shared an experience of our colleague at 947 that she wasn't aware that some of these travel documents, you also need them to come back into the country. So things like unabridged birth certificates, permission letters, all of those things, they also can apply when you are coming back. Okay, so we also need to now consider the ages of the children traveling.
Yeah, so it can be difficult to find a holiday destination and activity that appeals to children of all ages, especially if you're traveling with a range of ages, from tiny toddlers to independent teenagers. And especially when you do have a big age gap, it's sometimes more important to satisfy the older children than the babies. A baby, the little toddlers, they're pretty happy. As long as they're fed, they're cuddled, they're entertained, it doesn't take a lot to entertain them. Whereas a teen or an older child will be quite confident to tell you how bored they are. And they'll let you know if they don't feel considered from a destination perspective. So yeah, just to be aware of considering the different ages. One of the best ways around that is to consider your all-inclusive resorts, where you've got your activities, you've got your kids' clubs, you've got activities that are age appropriate for different ages. So if you are able to consider an all-inclusive holiday option, that's probably one of the best hacks that you should consider.
Definitely. And I think you are right about that. Usually one is worried about the smaller kids, which are easier to entertain, as opposed to the bigger kids who are more tricky to entertain on a trip. Now, how do you make sure that everybody pulls their weight?
So if you are traveling within a family unit, family squabbles on holiday, they can easily happen as everyone is in each other's space, sometimes for an extended period of time. If you're sharing a holiday house, maybe make sure that there's a roster where everyone can take a turn to cook a meal or to tidy up, just so that it's not one person who ends up doing everything.
Mom, and the same, it's usually mom.
Yes, that's it. You could even create maybe a kitty for everyday essentials like milk and bread. This is maybe if you're traveling from a generational family perspective where there are a few different families within your family traveling with you with kids. So to maybe put a kitty just to cover the everyday essentials as well from a financial perspective too.
And what can people do more of when it just comes to plan, and planning?
Yes, so where there are, I use complex family structures in inverted commas, they do add a little bit of complexity to holidays to a certain degree, and it's far less likely that trips will be more spontaneous if there is another biological parent to consider who won't necessarily be coming along on the trip with you and your child. Depending on the custody agreements in place, you'll probably need either verbal permissions, usually written permission, and it needs to be an original document signed. You can actually get it from the Home Affairs website. You'll also need birth certificates. So yeah, again, you're planning your admin, very important. And coordinating a trip with an unconventional family setup or more modern family setup, it can feel overwhelming at first. But with enough planning and just being realistic about what each family member wants out of the holiday, it can really be such a memorable and magical trip altogether.
Thank you so much, Gabby Brondani, for taking into consideration all of the bigger flat families, the modern families, the blended families. Don't forget to ask for help and make sure that you guys have a safety plan, especially if you're traveling in a big group.